Hargy, Hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my man at the gym?
Steven giggles. It's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out.
Giggles going all out.
Hey, buddy.
Happy 420, buddy.
Happy 420.
Yeah.
Stone cold sober.
Stone cold sober doing a coffee talk show.
Coffee talk.
Well, why are we doing a coffee talk show?
Because we have been enveloped with a new sense of urgency and excitement. I think Christos has really, you know, lit a fire up in
our ass. I think it's more than that. I think it's because we love our listeners, our fans, so much that because you're going away this weekend, we're going to do a show for them. That they would miss on Sunday.
And
so, bang, there, we got them a show.
Boom. Boom. So they can't call in and be like, listen, what happened to your show on Sunday night? We'll be like, listen,
here it is.
We did a show. It's right now.
Here it is.
Pre-recorded. But for those of you that are listening live, tune in. Give us a call if you'd like to chat with us. Tell us how your 420 is treating you. It's 646. I'll let you get a pen. 646-915-9228. Lots of topics in the news. Lots of stuff going on. We want to fill you in, let you know what's happening.
Let you know what's happening. So 420. So it's the big day. It's the big day for who?
If you're a stoner, every day is 420. I don't know. I think that's what gives stoners a bad rap is they go around, they're like, oh, it's 420. You know, and bunch of jerks. Bunch of yahoos going around smoking weed in the streets.
You're all worked up.
I'm all worked
Why
up.
Why are you all worked up?
Because I've had four cups of coffee.
Is this what you do during the day?
I just drink coffee and get jammed up and listen to music.
And listen to music. So that's what you do during the day. You just get all jammed up on coffee and hang around the house.
Yeah.
And pretty much clean up for Ms. Giggles.
Mrs. Giggles. I got to make sure I have a clean house before she gets home.
Or she'll give you the backhand.
She's smacking me. So, oh, man.
I believe it.
I believe it. So,
it's nice out there.
It is nice. The door's open.
Door's open.
If Christos decides to show up and...
we'll see if he shows up. I mean, he said he was, so that's all we can ask
for. We've got a mic ready for him.
And we've got it all ready to go.
For those of you who don't know, Christos is our new producer, and he's not here right now, but he's taking care of his kid. He's got a kid.
Yeah, that's right.
So those things kind of take precedence.
You got to wonder about that. Here's something I thought of last night. So last night, I went to bed. I think we were talking around 11 or so. It's midnight, 1 in the morning, whatever. And I finally fell asleep, and then you ever have those like times where you fall asleep, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you cannot fall back asleep?
Yeah, well, I usually have trouble sleeping.
In general.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your situation.
So I woke up, I went to bed at 1. I remember I went to bed at 1, and I woke up at 3. So I got 2 hours of sleep. Then I was just up. I could not go back to sleep until about 6 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, so it was just like I was up for longer than I was asleep at the beginning. So
it's terrible.
It was awful. And then I get a text message from you. Are we doing this?
Well, I wanted to know. I need a commitment. I was like, let me set up some gear tonight.
Hey, we're here. We're rocking it.
We are here and we're rocking it. I'm gonna turn up the headphones a little bit just because I like hearing us.
You like hearing us?
I don't know what it is.
I understand.
Maybe we don't have a good show, but I just like listening to us talk.
I know you do. We have a good show.
We have a really good show.
So here's another Dave news.
Okay, what's going on?
Friday.
What's going on Friday?
I've made an appointment.
To get your haircut.
To get my haircut.
Wow. I want before and after shots.
Before and after shots.
It's so, like...
It's huge.
It's longer than shoulder length. For our listeners at home, it's long.
It's long.
It's long, and you showed up looking like you rolled out of bed today.
Oh, I totally rolled out of bed, but I did brush my teeth. I have one above you.
I have not brushed my teeth today. I gotta get ready. I got 2 gigs tonight. So,
all right, what gigs you got?
I'm doing a recording gig, and then afterwards, I'm doing the photos for the event, for the cocktail hour.
For the cocktail hour.
I'm like an AV superstar right now.
AV superstar.
I can't say I'm not gonna make any mistakes, but
you probably will.
I'm probably
It's gonna happen.
I got it locked down. I'm pretty confident in what I'm doing right now.
Are you bringing any of my equipment?
No.
You look good.
No.
So this is one thing that I thought of last night.
Yeah.
As I woke up and I was just laying there and I was like, fuck, I can't go back to sleep. How come we don't hear from Ever since you, I'll put it this way, ever since you've gotten engaged, there's been certain people I don't hear from anymore. And I don't call in. One being Plan B McGee.
Plan B McGee is on tour right now.
Is that why we don't hear from her?
Mm-hmm. She's
Or is she just totally distraught by the whole engagement that she can't?
I think she's a look on a. Hold on, my aunt wants to. Look on the red. Sorry, we have a potential listener.
All right, we got lots of listeners.
So I just wanted to let her know that she could tune in. I think she's, you know, it's tough because, you know, once you move in with somebody and you get engaged and you sort of develop this new life with somebody, you kind of don't have that much time because it's like every time that she comes home, I want to spend time with her. You know, I want to be with her every minute that she has off. Almost every minute. Sometimes you need that. You know?
You need a little space.
You know what I'm talking about.
I need a lot of space.
You live with
you.
A couple ladies.
I do.
Over there, scrapping
Shit.
Downtown.
They're the worst. Scrapping downtown.
So how's it going over there as far as, for the listeners at home,
right.
Scrap Downtown and Dave live together, and they've been on a workout regime. But I noticed there's a little
apparently
bit.
Apparently, we're real hot. Turn us to the end.
The rim.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's listening? Let's call him out.
It's you know who it is. Jailhouse.
Jailhouse. All right. He's hot.
Real hot.
Kid's up late too, man. He stays up late.
He does. He works all nighters. He's a good
him,
man.
He's a good guy. So what were we talking about?
What were you talking about? You were talking about being really into it with
with the lady. Oh, but working out. You guys working out. So you and Scrap have joined the gym. But downtown is against the gym.
Downtown's against the gym, like, because we haven't told him yet that we joined the gym because we want to, like, because he's all about working out and he works out a lot and he works out at home, stinks up our apartment.
That's what I hear. I think he sweats up the apartment and gets all musty. And
he also does the P90X, so that's going to make you sweat.
Yeah.
You know, so he sweats up the apartment and we're like, yo, dude, just join the gym.
Right.
You know, just like trying to egg him on. He's like, no, I would never join the fucking gym. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And like, so we're going to go down to the gym. We're going to get all pumped up. And he's going to be like, why are you guys so pumped up? Because we joined the fucking gym.
Well, yeah, Scrap has nothing to do all day but just work out and starve himself.
Himself.
You're an actual worker. You go to work.
This is true.
You got work today?
I do have work today.
Nice. It feels good, right?
To work?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know this, would you?
Well, I'm just enveloping this sense of work now. I had work yesterday, I have work today, and I have work tomorrow. Boom.
Boom.
3 days a week. Yes. It ain't bad.
That ain't bad at all.
Okay.
646-915-9228. If you're listening, call up. I know it's like an impromptu show, but we'll play this. We replay this on Sunday.
Yeah.
So just whatever you want to add. Just call in. Let us know what's going on because we're here for you.
It's true. Things in the news right now. Royal wedding. Are you following it?
No.
No. I couldn't give a shit. I think all this pomp and circumstance.
What is it?
Circumstance?
What
circumstance.
Is it? What was the first one?
Pump.
I thought you said pop.
Oh, no. I think it's called pomp and circumstance.
It's pomp and circumstance.
I think that's a song, though, isn't it?
Well, I think, yeah. So what is your point?
So I think it's unnecessary. It's kind of like, I mean, here Mrs. Giggles and I are planning our wedding, and we're like, listen, we're trying to keep things under a budget, and we, like, you know, only inviting people that are really, really, really special to us. And
that's me.
That's you. And here are this royal wedding. I'm sure there's going to be 30 photographers. There's 500 royal guardsmen.
I'm sure there's going to be 500 photographers.
Yeah. Don't these people have better things to do with their life than get on a horse in a red coat and a furry bear hat and, you know, celebrate this whole wedding? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, it is like a national thing. It's like, it's pretty much, I mean, the closest thing they have to, like, some kind of voting, you know, like, because now someone is getting inducted into the royal family. You know?
So here's the thing. What if you were Prince William and you have this huge wedding? I'm talking about millions of dollars thrown into it, hundreds of people,
thousands of
flowers and everything.
Thousands.
And then after the wedding's over, you're back in there, honeymoon suite, and you can't get it up. Huh? What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? All of that, hoopla.
Sure.
And then if he can't get his, you know.
I'm sure they're so inbred, first of all, that it must be hard for them to get it up to begin with.
Ugh. Would you, I mean, here's the thing. If your first cousin was really, really hot and you were in a state that allowed it, would you do it?
First cousin.
Coffee talk.
Your first cousin.
First cousin.
First cousin.
Some people do it.
I don't have any girl first cousins. That's my problem. So it's hard to relate.
Okay.
Then I'd have to go to second cousins.
I think, like, if, like, because there's always those stories of, like, oh, yeah, to practice kissing, me and my second cousin used to make out. I never did that myself.
No.
But, I mean, I think once you get past a certain age, it becomes wrong. Like, yeah. When you're a kid, maybe it's not so bad because right. You're not really, like, knowing what's going on.
But when there's feelings involved and when blood flowing and, you know, you get a boner with a cousin, it's like a bad idea.
You have.
No. I've never, you know, dipped the pen in the company ink.
Is that what you call it, the company ink?
The family ink. That's, I don't know how I got on this topic, but it's something that, for some, there's some states.
Jailhouse Joe says it's never okay. Never okay.
Oh, man. I mean, in some states, it's legal.
Which states are that?
Probably the southern states. The southern states. That'd be an interesting one to find out.
All right. So here's one thing that I wanted to get going. So since it's 420, what's your best stoner movie of all time? And I want to throw this out to people who are listening. Call up 646-915-9228. Best stoner movie of all time.
I think Super Troopers is pretty good.
Super Troopers is a good one.
Super Troopers is a good stoner movie.
I think if I was to boil it down to, it would always come down to two for me. One, obviously, The Big Lebowski.
Okay. I mean, I don't really agree with that, but sure.
That's a pretty big stoner movie. Just a lot of pot.
You look like The Lebowski. You look like the dude right now.
I got the hair right now. Number two.
Don't answer that.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay. The old school one.
The old school one.
Yeah.
Jailhouse Joe says The Notebook.
The Notebook.
That's nice, Joe.
What a jerk. He's coming into town, isn't he? Jailhouse?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I know he's hard at work upstate, but we'll see.
All right. So last night, you couldn't get to sleep. You woke up in the middle of the night.
For some reason,
I was standing in front of the mirror at like 2 in the morning trying to get to sleep.
Naked.
And I'm looking. No, I wasn't naked. I think I was in a towel or something. I'd freshly showered. And I was looking at my chest hair in the mirror, and I was like, you know what? Let me trim it a little bit. I don't have a lot of chest hair. I might have like 20, 25
let me get
little
this straight.
Hairs on my chest.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
An unemployed guy decides, let me look in the mirror for a while, see what's wrong with me. Let me trim my chest hair at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you go into the bathroom, right?
Yes. Correction. I am employed. I'm self-employed.
Self-employed.
And employed by a few independent contractors.
All right. Independent contractors.
I'm an, you know, whatever.
So whatever you are.
I go in there, and I'm looking, and they're just sporadic chest hairs. You know, there's a few of them coming out of the nipple. There's a few of them coming out of the middle. And I was like, you know what? Let me just trim it up
a little.
You're
going to take them all off?
No, I just did a little, like, you know, I used those, like, special nose hair clippers and just trimmed it up a little bit.
So you just trimmed it down?
Yeah.
All right. So you do a little manscaping,
Yeah.
All right.
Which I think is perfectly acceptable.
What is it?
Acceptable.
There you go.
If you, I did a recent poll of 100 women.
Okay.
And 75% of them said that manscaping.
You did a recent poll? You went out and asked 100 women.
I went out and showed 100 women my pubic hair, and I said, hey, is this okay? Is this acceptable?
Does Ms. Giggles know about this? You going out and showing women your pubic hair?
No.
Wait, which women did you show? I love how you're sitting here. Hold on. Let me paint this picture for everyone out there. So you recently just got a new haircut.
This is true.
It's kind of got this Kramer thing happening where it's kind of like up high. It's a little higher than it was because the sides
are really short.
And then the
it's like a
it looks good. You look good. You look good. So here we are painting the picture. Here we are. You are at home at 12:43 in the afternoon. Not at work. Sitting around with a mug that says "World's Best Boss."
It was a gift
from who?
Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. Giggles. To buy it for yourself because you are your own boss.
I think I'm.
You want a new. You want a job.
That's true. Well, I think I'd like a part-time job during the week. Like I said, I turned down that office manager job. I'm pretty happy about it because
you did. You ended up turning it down.
I turned it down. And ever since I turned it down and, like, really focused on, like, getting gigs every day, they've started to come in. Yesterday, I shot a music video. Today, I'm doing a recording.
You did that
gig.
With Scrap, right?
Did that with Scrap.
How's that working out for
it's
you?
It's all right. It's all right.
How did that work out?
He's kind of a type A kind of guy. He likes to, you know.
He likes to take control.
I told him, I was like, listen, you're an assistant. You're second camera. But, you know, anytime that he goes into a shoot, he's like, all right, this is how it should be. And, you know, I want cameras.
So as world's best boss, you should be able to be like, listen, bro.
Chill out, relax.
This is what you're doing.
This is what you've been
hired
for.
What did you tell him?
I said, sit down, do your job.
No, you didn't.
No. Listen, I appreciate his creative input. You know, he's a creative guy.
He's a creative guy.
How was he yesterday?
Did he talk about being sick?
Yeah, he's been sick for like three weeks or something.
It makes me sad. I don't like to see the boy sick.
Kidneys insurance. A lot of people need insurance.
Yeah, it's true. We do need Obamacare.
We were talking about this.
Let me hear it.
It's sort of like, you know, you pay a couple $100 a month or 500 or whatever you pay in New York City.
All right.
So what if you pay that for 6 years and nothing happens? Do you get that money back?
No.
Same with car insurance. Say you're going to pay $600 to $800 every 6 months or $1,000, whatever. You don't wreck your car for the lifetime. Do you ever get that money back?
Nope. And here's the other bullshit about car insurance. So say you go 5 years without getting into anything. Nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. You end up spending, what, $400 a year or something like that?
Whatever it's going to be.
$1,400, that's what I meant, $1,400 a year. So after 5 years, you're spending like $7,000, right?
Right.
Then when you finally do get into an accident, they're like, well, you got into an accident, we're going to raise your rates.
Yeah.
Or how do they get away with these types of things? I just don't understand.
It's bullshit. You get pulled over and you've got five sheets of acid and they're like, listen, we're going to raise your insurance. You're a risk to society.
I mean, what's wrong with a little bit of acid?
Nothing. Especially when you're driving.
Totally.
When I'm driving, I like taking four hits of acid to the brain and, you know, cruising.
Shit.
Last time I ended up in Canada, freezing.
With four hits of acid.
Speaking of bad drugs. You heard that story about those guys up in Kansas or whatever.
The first time they did meth.
They got in their car and they freaked out and they called 911. You've heard that.
I think so.
And they got out of their car and they were found like the day later, but they freaked out.
Were they dead or were they alive?
They were dead.
How'd they die?
They froze to death. They freaked out. They were in the comfort of their warm. I mean, basically what Dave and Giggles are trying to say without going on too many tangents here is meth is bad.
Well, yeah, but if you sell it, you're going to make some money, though.
And not much. It's cheap.
Well, you got to go down. You got to get the whole bunch of ibuprofen or something. Boil that shit down. We're not going to tell you how to make it.
Sudafedrin.
We're not going to tell you how to make it.
No.
But
Dave and Giggles, the meth show.
The meth show.
Jeez.
All right, here's a little game I wanted to play with you the other day. We didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
I'm
going
to give you a phrase,
uh-huh.
and I want you to turn it into a good thing, and I want you to turn it into a bad thing.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
She wasn't wearing anything. So just add to it and turn it into a good thing.
Okay.
And then she wasn't wearing anything, turn it into a bad thing.
She wasn't wearing anything. That was a good thing. Like excited, like talking to some boys, you know?
Okay.
And then she wasn't wearing anything. This is tough. I have left my acting days behind me.
You've left your acting days. All right, so here's what else I want you to do. I want you to add some words to it.
Okay.
So at the beginning of it, add some words to it that would make it bad. So, like, I'll give you an example of she wasn't wearing anything. Dude, bro, she wasn't wearing anything, and then we fucked. You know, like, whatever it's going to be, just add something to it. Add some words to it so make it bad. Make it real bad.
Okay.
You got it?
I think so. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get hosed.
No, you ain't getting hosed. It's just a little game.
She wasn't wearing anything, and we...
And it is part of your acting skills, because you say you're an actor.
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
No. She wasn't wearing anything, and we jumped in the river and made sweet love on the mountain rocks.
The mountain rocks. That's nice. Now make it bad.
She wasn't wearing anything, and her fat folds were sweating... And dripped on my face.
Sometimes I don't understand how your brain works. It's great. It's great.
I'm saying yes and. I'm connecting.
This was one of the things that when I woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, I'm going to make Giggles do this. It was not a good idea, but it was something that, like, in the middle of the night, I was like, yeah, this is going to be great.
I'm glad you're playing this out.
Yeah.
And this is a great bit.
Yeah, it is a great bit. My idea was she wasn't wearing anything. It was I opened the door to my sister's room, and she wasn't wearing anything.
Oh, that's going. That's going. Have you ever seen your mom naked?
The only time I think I remember seeing my mom naked was when I was a baby, like when I was really, really young. I remember that my mom and my dad walking around the house naked, but that's when I was like two.
Really?
Like really, really young. I don't remember it after that, though.
See, that brings me to something. You know, it's kind of like, you know those families that are just kind of, oh, we're just naked.
It's cool.
Take showers together and stuff like that. Like, I feel like nudity is one of those things in America. I mean, there's a time and a place for it, but I think like we've sort of given it a bad rap. They're like, oh, freaking, like people are supposed to freak out when they see a naked body. Oh, my gosh, it's a pair of tits.
It's true. You know, in our society, we would rather see a head blowing up than a boob.
Yeah, and I think a boob is much safer.
Much safer.
I mean, these kids, you know, killing each other, you know, writing hate mail and all that shit. Like, you know, take a look at a boob.
Just take some.
Take a look at a boob. Just relax you a little bit, you know?
Exactly. I think that's probably one of our biggest, like, parts of our prude society, you know? We just sit around, and we'd rather see some violence than see some nudity.
Here's a question. It's I didn't really do too much research on it, but I thought about it the other day, and I was wondering, with the advent of pornography, do you think that the counts of rape and sexual assault have gone down or gone up? What do you think?
Wait, say that
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 646-915-9228. With the advent of pornography. And, you know, porn is free. It's, you know, it's on the internet. It's flooded with porn.
It's flooded.
Anytime you want to see a naked chick doing a horse or, you know,
a horse?
Dudes.
Is this what you watch? Is this what you had it hang out with?
Sometimes. When I can't sleep.
When Ms. Giggles is gone, you're like, let's just watch some horse porn.
So with the advent of pornography.
Okay.
Do you think people have been sort of like, oh, you know, taking care of business in their homes and not going out and, like, assaulting people? Or do you think it's sort of, like, created this sort of fantasy where they want that, you know?
That's interesting. I'll give you this. In China, there was a study that came out that said because of pornography in China, the sex was on a down. And, like, having babies was on and down. But because they weren't able to, like, have sex and, like, get it up for a girl. Because they're all into this whole fantasy, into this whole, like, I want something so particular that they just can't get that in a real-life situation.
I think a lot of girls' complaints is, like, listen, these guys are watching this porn and they expect us to do all this, like, you know, crazy shit. And they're like, wait a minute.
I ain't going to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying.
Christos here?
Nope. Just someone else walked by smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
What are you
see those daffodils outside?
They look good.
They're nice,
They look real good.
Yeah, spring is here.
Spring is sprung. What else are you going to say?
India? Something like half the world's population over there.
What about it?
Ton of people.
All right, here's another interesting. I know you wanted to go somewhere with that. I don't know why you wrote that down. But so here's interesting. So do you guys have Netflix?
Yes, we do. On demand.
Do you know that Netflix is a quarter of America's bandwidth?
That's what they use?
Yeah, they use a quarter of America's bandwidth.
Really?
Wow. That's huge.
That's amazing.
Huge.
People love it. People want to watch their TV on demand.
True.
You know?
Also, I just got an email today that said if I have any friends who aren't a part of Netflix, and if they want to be a part of Netflix, I refer them, and they get a whole month free. So if you want Netflix, I will send you this email. Who is this?
It's our producer.
All right, put him on.
Maybe he wants to call in.
Put him on.
Hold on a second. Christos, you're live on the air. Do you want to be?
Sure. Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good,
what's
good.
Buddy?
How's the kid? Kid all right?
Yeah, he's doing well. We're doing a little everyman kind of checkup for him, and everything was good.
Good. All right. Listen, we want to touch base with you. We want to hear what's going on. We're sorry you're not in studio, but listen, Dave and I both appreciate you you producing us. We like it. We like what's happening.
That's great. Well, I mean, and Clear actually following suit with all the previous producers, I guess. Then I guess it'd be fair of me to ask what are we talking about today?
He's not listening.
He's not listening.
The producer that doesn't listen.
We'll tell him because you got him on the phone over there. Just tell him, you know.
I was originally just calling to see to see where we were and see how it's going. If I'm running around and getting out of this place today, it's tough to carry on my laptop. So, you know, allowing me the opportunity to be able to get on and say hi is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're going till 1:30. So, I mean, if you get a chance, you want to stop by, say hey, or if you got a You got to take care of your stuff. The question we were asking, and it's good that you called in, with the advent of pornography, do you think that cases of sexual assault and rape and things like that have gone down, or do you think they've sort of gone up?
I think they're probably staying the course, actually. I don't think that they even come into play.
Totally
I think
agree.
People are starting to live in a... the whole idea of it is a fantasy world, is it not?
Yeah.
So when doing that, I don't think people actually even hold true with that. I think people are, the people that want to perpetrate something of that vile nature is going to be the same people before as they are going to be now. They're going to be twisted as they are. I think it's created more of a dreamlike state for a lot of people, to the point that I think now the question isn't so much what's happening or if people are going and having violent crime in that regard, or if they're more not even having any interpersonal contact anymore because of it. You know, it's just free. You can get on a computer. You can get up in the morning and spend your whole day just
beating off,
doing nothing but being a jerk off your whole life.
We've all done it. All right.
So, what do you guys feel? Do you guys think that you're do you find yourself, when the lady's away, finding more time spent?
You know, I try not to spend a lot of time doing it. I think it is a waste of time, but it is a hole that you can sort of, like, you know, fall into.
I agree, Joe. I agree.
The porn hole.
It's a hole. That's great.
So,
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think that, well, when I say that's wonderful for all the listeners, I definitely don't want them to think that I mean that the topic is wonderful. But, you know, there's a place for everything.
It's true. It's true. Christos, we're going to let you go. We're going to talk a little bit about Earth Day, and we're going to get Yvonne to call in and tell us what's going on with the protests. So is there anything else before we let you go? Because Dave and I are going to connect here, because you're just on the phone and not here in person.
Yeah, and you guys absolutely, pound some fists, have a great afternoon, and definitely keep it rocking, boys.
Sweet, boo. Just call me.
All right, pleasure.
All right, take it easy, man.
I got a couple things while you were talking to Christos.
I just called him boob. Sometimes I mix up bud and dude, and I would call people boob. I'm like, all right, boob.
That's terrible.
Hot topics.
So I got a couple things while you were on the phone there with Christos.
Yeah.
One was
technical notes. People giving us production notes.
No. Mike, Giggles knows that porn isn't new, right? And then the other one, I think Giggles has Asperger's. Which is probably true.
That's a socially awkward.
Yes, yeah, so and then also it's just like this, you know, random. You just keep jumping from one thing, and that's just like, can't keep a straight head. It's all this craziness.
You look good, though.
You look really good.
I'm just trying to connect. I think it could be the three cups of French rose coffee.
Probably. It sounds more like it.
Okay. So get this.
What?
I mean, unless you had anything better. We're gonna delve into Earth Day. But I think it's really messed up. These kids in Orlando lured this 15-year-old boy to their house, and two girls sent him a text, lured him to the house. They beat him, put him in a bathtub, broke his kneecaps, folded him into a duffel bag, and threw him in a fire pit.
Shit. Where is this?
Orlando, Florida.
What are they doing down in Florida?
Here's the thing. Like, what? I could never imagine myself killing somebody. Like, I don't try to have any hate in my heart, but even, like, the person that I dislike the most, you know, couldn't imagine killing somebody. You know? And I don't get what's with these people's. I mean, that's
this works you up.
It goes back to the boobs or the guns. You know, maybe if there was more boobs on TV instead of people blowing up or cutting people and Dexter and all this, you know, crazy shit like that. You know, maybe we'd spend more time whacking off than killing people, which might be a little bit, you know, safer.
Might be a little safer. While you were talking to Christos, this is also something I was thinking about. So lately, I've been watching sporadically Deadwood, that show.
Okay,
I think it's probably. Past it's yes. here and gone and whatever, but this is about, you know, the old America, the 1800s, whatever, you know, the old West type thing.
I thought Deadwood was what your last girlfriend complained about.
Oh, world's best boss in head.
Boom,
boom.
Okay, so Deadwood.
But anyway, back in that day, there were, you know, there wasn't any porn.
No,
but there were brothels.
Yeah.
So there you had your choice. You could just be like, listen, I'm going to go down and I'm going to go get laid and I'm going to, and whatever.
Yeah.
Right? There wasn't really any, like, real bad, like, AIDS or anything back then.
So there was syphilis. Like,
there was syphilis. There was some bad shit, sure.
And there wasn't rubbers.
And there wasn't, well, whether it, I don't know. But anyway, I mean, they had it so that you didn't even have to go look for porn. You could just go down and have sex.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, they even had it, I don't want to say better, but like you had actually had like actual feelings and emotion and actual sex involved. So I mean,
what's different now?
Talking about porn where you could just do it in the privacy of your own house. I think that is actually kind of would tend to like make a guy angrier, you know, like
because they can't have it. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. Like,
go ahead.
I don't know. We should get a prostitute or a stripper or a internet sex star on our show.
If you guys know any strippers out there or any prostitutes, I don't know if we could get a prostitute on. But if we can get a stripper on, we'll have a stereotype stripper show.
Can you imagine?
Ask a stripper anything you want.
Miss Giggles comes home and there's a stripper and prostitute.
We'll probably play boob darts with her.
It's true. But it's a good game.
It's a good game.
It's not as fun with just you and I playing boob darts.
No, I know you wanted to talk about that. I don't know why you wanted to talk about that so bad.
Well, that's a question for our listeners. Do you think prostitution should be legal? Some countries it is. New Zealand, it's legal. Thailand, it's legal. Here's the thing about Thailand that kind of gets me is you can go there and you can go into a bar. I've done this. I've done it.
In Thailand, into a bar and had sex?
I didn't go into a bar and have sex, but I went to a place where there was like girls with numbers on it.
Numbers.
And you felt creepy. Same thing with Amsterdam.
Sure.
It's creepy. It's kind of like a creepy feeling. You're like, but okay, so I can go there and I can have sex with a 16 or 17-year-old girl or whatever.
Something terrible.
But somebody's going to get locked up for 30 days for having a joint.
That's true.
You know?
It's fucked up. It's messed up.
It's real messed up. What?
Caller, you're on the air. Yellow.
Hey, it's Yvonne. How are you guys?
Hey, Yvonne. What's going on? We were just talking about boob darts.
I know. I heard. I love it.
So what's going on?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So, thanks for spreading the word about boob darts. That's lovely. You know, you guys bring up an interesting point about violence and the kids down in Florida. Versus nudity on you know, on TV. You know, our youth, our kids are every single day they watch television. There's all these crime shows. Every single show is crime, death, war, and all the video games are crime, death, war.
Sure.
So our youth, that's all they watch. That's all they listen to. That's all they hear.
It's true. It's a more violent culture than it is a, pro sex culture.
Pro boob darts.
Pro boob darts.
Sure. And so the problem with that, you know, is that what it does is it in a way, my personal belief is that it allows our children to be brainwashed. That violence is okay. That violence is fun. Violence is cool. Violence is acceptable. And so our youth, they grow up thinking that it's okay, and especially our little boys. And my belief is that, you know, it helps perpetuate war. And that's a big problem that we're facing, a very big problem we're facing, because America is involved in 3 wars right now.
Sure.
But not only are we involved in 3 wars, but we are funding our country, our tax dollars, are funding multiple violence. We're involved in so much violence around the world right now.
It's true. Isn't it funny, though, that the things that we're talking about right now, war and sex, are possibly 2 of the oldest things in the human existence?
And religion. And war, sex, and religion.
Sure. But, I mean, we weren't talking about religion.
No, that's true.
All right, so what else is up? What's happening?
Yvonne, tell us, you've been doing a lot of protests. Give us a 90-second recap of what you've done and how it's contributing to the revolution and, what kind of waves are you making?
Just to be really brief, the American government currently right now is facing one of the largest budget cuts in history. Again, as you mentioned, we're still involved in 3 wars, our tax dollars. Our military defense is, getting more money than, any other time in our history. So all of our federal funds and federal taxes supporting these wars. And we're currently losing incredibly crucial programs around America right now. So it's either war or, you know, helping America, helping American citizens, right? And, you know,
so what are you doing? Yvonne, what are you doing to make?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what's like? I want to hear about you. I mean, we know that this is happening. We know that we're spending a lot of money on these wars and all this shit's going on.
We know,
but like,
this stuff.
What are you doing? You're like the spearheader here. Okay. I want to hear what's happening.
Just going
with you.
Out and playing some boom darts.
Going out and playing boom darts and preaching peace.
Well, I'm playing a lot of boom darts, trying to keep myself sane. No, I went to D.C. last Thursday to stand up for women's rights. When they were coming down to the budget cut, the final decision on whether or not to cut Planned Parenthood and other health centers, I said, you know, I have to go to D.C. So I hopped on a bus. I went to D.C. with over 3,000 women from all over America to come and stand up to Congress and say, you cannot cut women's health, but it's also men and children's centers that they were cutting. They were basically cutting whatever little health, affordable health care that we have in America, they were trying to cut.
Get rid of it.
And I fought and
Fuck
I protested.
It.
And at the time, the decision was to you know, that we it worked. So that was exciting, right? So the following week, there was a huge protest here in New York City. Not being talked about in the mainstream media, but there was a huge union protest. Over 10,000 people rallied in Times Square, and I went down. I rallied with Actors Equity because I'm a member of the union, and I care about workers' rights, and I care about the fact that corporations are destroying workers' rights. So I protested, and it wasn't covered in the mainstream media.
It's covered in Dave and Giggles media right here, Yvonne.
Huh?
I said it's covered in Dave and Giggles media right here.
Call you on the air.
Oh, it's covered, yeah, exactly.
Yvonne, hold on 1 second, Yvonne, hold on. Yo, buddy, what's going on?
Is it 420 today?
It is 420, buddy. It's our good friend Josh.
Oh, Josh.
What up, buddy?
I just had to throw that in there.
Nice. What's going on? Are you getting all nice and baked for 420?
Yeah, I had to call for 420 at 107. And
sounds pretty wasted.
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of social things happening. This is a progressive show.
It is a very progressive show.
I'm a little late.
You're progressively sitting in your living room getting high. way to you know, stand up for America, Josh.
Jersey Josh.
What's that?
I said you're progressively getting stoned in your living room. And
It is. The beauty of working at home.
I know we got another one sitting right across from me, right here. World's best boss. All right, what do you got, Josh? Anything?
Let's let Yvonne go. Yvonne, we're going to let you go if you're still there.
Constitution, war, you know, I had to chime in. I'm just saying, this conversation I've heard so many times. I'm just playing a little bit of devil's advocate, although I kind of believe in the advocate.
All right, okay. Play the devil's advocate.
Saying that, hey, women's lists, I am a firm supporter of, and isn't there a contradiction in saying that prostitution should be illegal? And saying that women should be free to do whatever they want.
So what are you saying, Josh? That prostitution is legal?
I'm saying prostitution should be legal.
Should be legal.
Why should it be illegal?
I mean, what's the difference between prostitution being legal and then taking a girl out for dinner and then getting something afterwards? Paying for something.
It's true.
That's what Josh is saying.
I'm not even kidding. Like, no, I'm saying straight up, if a woman wants to stand outside and say, hey, does anybody want to have sex in exchange for money, they should be allowed to. Because, hey, you know, if a woman wants to have an abortion, you know, early term, let's
sure.
say, or whatever.
She can do that.
Not like 9 months.
Right. That's a woman's right in our country because it's their body.
That's true.
They're right.
they're because it's their body. And I think prostitution is the same exact thing.
So where do you stop? Like pot. Should we legalize that?
What's that?
Should we legalize pot?
Of course.
Should we legalize heroin?
It's just a prohibition like alcohol and, you know, in the early of our country. And who wins in that? Who wins in the scenario we have right now? The only people that win are the illegal drug dealers.
So what about heroin? Should we legalize heroin?
The government loses their tax, and the people lose their right to do whatever the heck they want to their own body.
All right, so Josh, let me ask you this, because, I mean, this is an argument. I mean, it's like you're preaching to the choir. Everybody's, you know, yapping, and, you know, nothing's happening. What is the solution? If President Jersey Josh...
President Jersey Josh can make one decision, what decision would it be?
It would be legalization with high taxation.
Mm. So you
have serious deficit issues. You know, cigarettes cost $11, I think, and change in New York City. I think that is great. You know, they should. Hey, that's fine. We have a serious deficit issue. Let's tax the shit out of some stuff that we think might be unhealthy for our population. But hey. It's not
but where did Josh? Where does that stop? Now we should tax sugar,
soda.
Soda.
What's that?
We should tax sugar and soda.
That's a personal one for him. Josh loves soda.
Loves soda.
Yes, we should.
So you would be okay with spending a lot more on soda if it was going towards the taxes and the government and the state and all that. You'd be okay with that.
Look, I sat at my seder last night and was lucky.
Happy Passover.
Every year, we have a congressman from the United States government that joins us at our seder. No shit.
Howie Hawkins?
That'd be awesome.
I'm never ballsy enough to bring up the you know, the legalization of marijuana, because I don't want to embarrass anyone, the family, whatever. But, you know, the deficit was a huge topic of conversation last night. And we're about $15 trillion, I think. No, 11 trillion?
It's a lot. A trillion's a lot.
$10 trillion.
I mean, at this point, we should just dissolve the government.
We're in a crisis situation. Yeah, tax the shit out of the stuff that's that's just unnecessary.
But here, this is the thing, Josh. You're saying that the American people should be the ones who sacrifice to pay for the government's wrongdoings.
Shortcomings
and wrongdoings. It's
made up of us.
It's true, but we're not the ones making the decisions.
We vote for the people in the government. So
this is true.
We have to all have an inclusive outlook on our government and our partner.
Listen, I'm going to vote.
Like, we're not a part of it. Hey, get involved.
I'm going to vote for Jersey Josh. Jersey Josh, I have one more question before I let you go. You there?
Hold on one sec, because I'm going to get ready for this one. Probably.
All right.
Go ahead.
What's the best stoner movie of all time?
Best stoner movie of
all time.
I might be too stoned to even think of it, but I think it's probably, I don't know why, the movie The Wall keeps popping in my head, but I'm trying to push it out of my head and think of something more clever.
Uh-huh.
You know, growing up personally, I guess that wasn't stoner, though. That's kind of on a different level.
That is on a different level.
I don't know. You know, I would say it's like a funny movie, but I can't think of which one.
All right, you think about it. Maybe call back and tell us.
Yo, it's one of the Cheech and Chong. It's got to be Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke. It's a good one. It's a good one.
The all-time greatest.
I like it. All right, Jersey Josh. We got you in studio one day, but we'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, love you guys.
I love you too,
man. I like that guy.
He said, and.
All right. So according to Toke of the Town, the number one stoner movie is Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke. So he was right.
Followed by Friday.
Is
number two.
You ain't got shit to do. It's Friday.
I love that movie. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Never
number three.
Saw it.
How High. Number four.
Never heard of it.
Number five is The Pineapple Express.
Not bad.
Not a bad movie.
Not a bad movie. James Franco. The trailer for Rise of the Planet of the Apes just came out. With James Franco, yeah. It looks really good. I'm actually excited for it. Really? August.
Let's see here. Number six, Dazed and Confused.
There you go.
Number seven, Half-Baked.
Half-Baked.
Number eight, your favorite, Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. See, I'm right.
Number nine, Humboldt County. And number 10, Reefer Madness from 1936.
Did you ever watch that? It's pretty awful.
No.
It's unwatchable. But... It's kind of funny. It's got like this whole like stoners lurk in the alleyways, waiting for you to come by. And then they beat you because they're so hot. It's ridiculous.
What's interesting about and I don't want to talk about weed for too much longer because it's kind of like, you know, you can sit around and talk about it for hours and nothing gets done.
Nothing.
You know why? Because you're getting stoned.
Because you're getting so like Jersey Josh. He's a good man though.
So
what's that?
I just lost my point.
Here, this is all right.
Okay. So
go ahead.
Class A drug. It's up there with heroin and meth.
Sure.
You know?
What about it?
So I just don't get it. I don't get why it's up there in that stratosphere of dangerous drugs.
It is a dangerous drug. So we're getting calls from all over the place.
Let's take a caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Hedy.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, Jailhouse Joe? That's all he said. That's all he wanted to say.
That's it.
Caller, you're on the air. Oh, they hung up. What are you going to do? Well, Jailhouse Joe just called up and said, hey, hippie, and hung up. This is what he had to say for instant feedback. What's up with the poke function on Facebook? What does that do? It just says, hey, poking you.
Hey, poked you.
Poking you.
Poked you.
What is the point of the poke function?
I don't know. If you're going to poke me, you know, poke me in my scrotum. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying.
I think I do.
So it's funny.
What's that?
It's our producer who's not here.
He's not.
It's kind of like, I mean, this is almost like a bit. You know, the producer
never shows up. They're all always so excited, you know.
Yeah, oh, and it fizzles. Let's see. I'll take a bet.
We're the only ones who stay strong.
It's true. We will see how long Christos hangs around.
Totally.
You know, but as long as
I got faith in him right now.
Yeah.
I think he's a super trooper. You know, he's been sending more emails around going than
it's
anyone
true.
Else.
He's our fourth producer.
He is our fourth.
Shit.
what else you got?
Okay.
Here's a... Well, no, go ahead.
Okay, it's Earth Day. Is it Earth Day today or is it Earth Day tomorrow, Friday?
Earth Day today. I think it's Earth Day.
Really?
I don't know when Earth Day is.
I think it's like the
24th. Call up and tell us when Earth Day is. I don't know.
So it's Earth Day, but it's also... I mean, it's Earth Week, I'm sure. Let's see. Earth Day...
You're just going to sit there and do it.
I'm going to Google it and find out. April 22nd.
Oh, so it's 2 days. Friday.
Yeah. I think that...
Wait, today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, so it's Friday.
For you people who listen now, it's Sunday because you'll be listening to it on the replay.
It's true. So yeah. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Weekend.
Happy Earth Weekend.
So
what?
It's the year anniversary since the Deepwater Horizon.
That's today, right?
That's today.
Yeah.
A year ago, 11 dudes died out in the middle of the Gulf and
fucked up.
We got really fucked up. 500 million gallons of oil in our Gulf.
Too much.
Which brings me to this point. Don't stop hitting the
I don't know why you have the drawers in this table. Drawers. Say that word for me.
Drawers. So Google has just invested $162 million, maybe $152 million. I don't know. It's pocket change for Google. In this solar power company out in California.
Damn.
I forget the guy's name, Jerry Brown something. He was a former governor of...
Jerry Brownwater?
I don't know. But he's a former dude out in California. I don't really know my facts here. But
James Brown?
He is saying that he wants at least 50 or 25%. See, whenever I start throwing out numbers...
Throwing out numbers are always so off.
They're so off. But he is wanting at least 25% of California's energy to be coming from renewable sources. I think that's great.
You think that's a good idea?
I think that's great. I think we should... I mean, this is, you know, preaching the choir here. But here we have the sun. If the sun is messed
here
up...
Here we have this sun.
It's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying?
It's
if
true.
The sun doesn't shine...
It's all we got.
It's all we got. That thing is up there for a few more million years, at least.
Sure.
It's going to be up there for a while.
It will outlast humans.
Yes. So...
The world will be around a lot longer than we will.
Why aren't we harnessing the full power of that sun?
Or the wind.
Or the wind. Wind ain't running out.
Or rain.
Rain. Anything. It's fuel.
Shit.
Capitalism.
Fuel. It's capitalism. Since the oil industry is totally fucked shit up, they have everything tight. They're not going to let shit go, so they're going to lose money.
It's true.
They're the ones who have to make the effort into doing this, because if they don't, they won't let anyone else come up.
Nope. It's like that movie, Who Killed the Solar Car? Did you ever see that?
I never saw that one. I did see the other day, 1%, which was interesting. It was about
I saw that too.
Of the son of Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
He made a movie about the top 1% in America who have the most money in the world. It was a pretty interesting movie.
Yeah.
I recommend it if you want to go check it out. What do you got over there?
I am going to play the... a buddy of mine, Declan Bennett.
So true, Joe.
I tried to get him to call into the show.
Okay.
But he just released a music video today.
Oh.
And it's this song called Freer.
Freer.
And I think Damon Giggles, we're going to take the liberties to play it on our song. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to go to the bathroom. All right. Brush
my
teeth.
You gotta, brush your teeth already.
I'm going to brush my teeth.
I'm going to make some more coffee or something. You got any more in there?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit more.
So play the song for me.
We're going to play the song. It's called Freer by Declan Bennett. We're going to come back.
We got 9 minutes, 10 minutes left.
10 minutes left. In the last 6 minutes, we're going to take a call and wrap up.
Wrap it up.
And thank you for listening.
All right. One thing before we go, I want you to think about one movie we're going to talk about. Town scandals, like where you were from.
Uh-huh.
There's always that one like town scandal that you always had. Think about that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that.
Town scandals. I'm going to write it down just so I don't forget.
I know you will. All right, so play me that song.
You got it.
These words won't say more than has already been said. Cause we both live in fear that after a year, oh, I'm still stuck in yours and you are still trapped in my head. It's been harder than we ever imagined an ending to be, and all for the freedom I wanted to see. Well, freedom's not all it's cracked up to be. I'd feel freer if you handcuffed me, if we were joined at the hip by pins like Siamese twins. I'd feel freer if you handcuffed me, cause we'll move on, we don't all survive behind walls. Freedom to kill us, to keep us alive. It's hard climbing the rocks with their hues. What are we opt for to struggle instead? I wonder if I'd known I would be this messed up. I'd have still packed my rucksack and climbed on ahead. Oh, but just wanna tell you. A face to a face, but I think about you and the life I replaced. No, for the freedom I wanted to taste. Freedom's just one fucking big waste of space. I feel freer if you handcuffed me. If we were joined at the hip by pins like. We'll move on.
want to tell you face to face, but I think about you all the time. And it's the most difficult emotion that I've ever dealt with. Walking out on love and pretending I'm fine. I'd feel for real if you handcuffed me. If we were torn at the hip by pins like Siamese twins. When I feel for real, no. 'Cause we gon' move on. We don't all survive behind walls of freedom. They kill us, they keep us alive.
So that's your boy.
That's my boy Declan.
That's your boy Declan.
All right, I'm gonna turn him down. Yeah. I gotta work on these fades.
Yeah, I know you're rough. You got the rough fade.
The rough,
you know?
Fades. So listen, for
why
our,
don't you give it like a tell them who that was, what song it was called, where they can go.
Declan Bennett.
This is your boy. Let's promote him a little bit.
Declan Bennett. The song is called Freer. He's got a new album coming out, I think, the 24th of April, and I forget what it's called. Breakup.
So email davidgiggles@gmail.com and let us know what you think of it.
Yeah, and if
straight
you want
up.
If you got an MP3 of something that's coming out, you know, we'll play it.
Yeah,
you know, that's what we do.
It's how we do.
We love you.
We love all.
It could be all the weed, but we love you.
But we love you. So. Totally.
Big show.
All right, so we were talking about town scandals.
Town scandals.
So you grew up in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any town scandals? I feel like everyone's got something. Like someone they just cast aside in the shadows. They don't want to talk about. Something happened in that town that's just, terrible.
You know, Florida, the local news was a bear. They were always like, you know, anything was like Entertainment Tonight, you know, and Access Hollywood. They'd be like, oh, government's, you know, blah, 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 and Help Me Howard. And
it's Mom in the Dually truck. That's what I got. So what do you got?
So, I mean, like, you know, the ABC, CBS news, the local news was just, you know, cheesy.
Cheesy shit.
Yeah, they make up anything, you know.
But you had nothing like of, like, people that you knew when you were growing up where they just, something happened where it was just so devastating to the town or anything?
I can't remember.
Nothing.
That, no.
All right, so in my town,
yeah,
there was this guy who I went to high school with. He was a little older than me. And one day on the way to work, a deer came out and he swerved,
mm-hmm.
and he hit an oncoming car and killed his sister
in the
passenger seat. So that was, if that wasn't enough,
right?
Like of like the whole town like mourning this little poor little girl. She was my sister's age, so she was like six or something, seven.
Right.
He was dropping her off at elementary school.
Oh shit.
It was his senior year in high school, and the yearbooks went out already, so there was nothing they could do to reprint it. You know how you have, like, best dressed?
Right.
Best. He got worst demon driver. So the pictures in the yearbook came out with him in the driver's seat coming out of the car, running someone over, and supposed to be a joke. And it went out too soon for them to reprint it. So that was one of the big things in the town. That was pretty awful.
Should I turn down the phones?
If someone calls 646-915, let us know. 92228.
646-915-9228.
There you
go. Listen, we have 2 minutes left.
2 minutes.
90 seconds, whatever. I have to actually, you know.
Get moving.
Get moving. I got a couple gigs I got to get to.
Sure.
But.
We got one more call.
All right.
Turn it down a little bit. There you go. Call, you're on the air. Turn it down a little bit.
60. Hey, it's Marilyn, your favorite Mormon.
Carolyn, what's going on?
Well, I figured it was appropriate to call in your 420 episode because this is, you know, my national holiday.
The nice. Big,
yeah, totally.
Carolyn, you got like 50 seconds left. Tell us what's going on.
Yep.
In Canada for the national. traditional holiday.
Oh, that's very nice. Doing up Canada right. So you're getting stoned up in Canada.
Yeah. I mean, 420 is everyone's favorite day.
It's so true. It's true. So we're going to get you on the show, and we're going to have a Super Mormon show, right?
Yeah.
I love it. So we'll talk about that off where you got like 10 seconds before they cut you off. But thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you later, all right?
Of course.
All right, awesome.
All right, talk to you later.
Later.
She's a Mormon?
She's a Mormon, yeah. She grew up in Canada. She's blonde. Ooh. She's a
one of those Mormons always blonde and hot. But then when you talk about the religious beliefs, you're like, you guys are crazy. Freaking Mormons.
But we're going to have her on the show. We're going to do a stereotype show, okay. Mormon style.
All right.
So it'll be interesting.
I like it.
Yeah.
We should pit a Mormon against a Christian, against a Muslim and a Jew.
Well, let's keep them separate. They might start fighting and a whole religious holocaust will start happening in your living room.
Right here. Right here. Mrs. Giggles is trying to sleep. And we're
getting to it.
All right, so listeners, we're going to let you go. Thanks for tuning in. This show is going to play on Sunday night from 9 to 10. And we're going to come back on, what is it, the 31st. Is there 31 days in April?
Yeah, I think so.
Either the 31st or the 1st.
So we're taking next week off. We're going to play this show on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back for the week after.
Yeah.
I think we're coming back. We got some big stuff lined up.
Let's do it.
We got, we're going to do a new music show.
Okay.
We'll probably do a stereotype Mormon show.
I like it.
We got a real good special guest coming on. Well, I don't want to talk about it yet. But it's going to be big.
It's going to be really huge. Okay.
Probably get some musicians in here. So,
I like it.
We got some big stuff happening.
Like we said, musicians, send us an MP3.
Sure.
Come on their show, man.
Dave and Giggles.
Looking for content.
Yeah.
Good show.
Good show.
Hey, happy 420, buddy.
Happy 420.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy. No, that's 2 days.
2 days.
Well, and if we're looking at it for Sunday's point of view, 2 days ago.
It's true.
Think about that.
Deep.
Deep thoughts with Giggles.
Good show. Right, you look good.
All right.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.